Hi, my name is Jared Potter, and we're talking about designing for Windows Phone 8. In the previous section, we talked a little bit about myself, Jared Potter. I am the principal designer for 6F Studios. Before that, I spent about 3+ years designing on as design integration lead in the mobile studio at Microsoft. If you have any questions about this, you can always contact me at Jared T. Potter on Twitter. In the previous sections, we talked about what is design, kind of the high-level principles behind design and why do we design. The next, we talked about Windows Design Language, formerly known as Metro, and some of the principles there. Next, we talked about the design-driven product and the process and creation of a design-driven application. Next, we talked about some of Windows Phone 8's great features. And now we'll be talking about the Windows 8 ecosystem, or Windows ecosystem, both for Windows Phone and Windows 8. Most of you should know by now, Windows 8 is sort of the next beautiful OS from Microsoft. If you haven't seen anything about it, or if you don't already have it at home, you can notice that there's a lot of similarities with Windows Phone as well as Windows 8. They're very similar, but there's also some key differences that we'll need to talk about in this talk. One, you'll notice the live tiles. Both of these Windows Phone and Windows 8 have live tiles that bubble up more relevant content to you when you first go to the start screen. These live tiles are very customizable on both OSs, right? The ability to drag and drop kind of the live tiles in the correct area that you'd like them, as well as using colors, theme colors, and the ability to pin them makes this both OSs uniquely yours. Hardware connection between the start button screen, both on Windows Phone and Windows 8, allow you to just hit the start button and you'll instantly be launched back into that start screen experience, which is the starting point for all major applications. One, there's also software connections on both platforms for sharing. On Windows Phone, you always have the ability to share out in unique ways. This would usually bubble up in the application bar. On Windows 8, you have the ability to gesture in some charms from the right-hand side of the screen. If you put your hand on the outside and pull in from the right-hand side of the screen, in addition to a start button, you also get the ability to have sharing charms and a couple of other things like search. If you click the sharing charm, you can share with different applications and over different APIs the content from that application. It's a great feature, and it's similar on both Windows Phone as well as Windows 8. A couple of things that are a little bit different. Windows 8 has no hardware back button, where Windows Phone does have a hardware back button. One of the things that you'll need to note when you're working on a Windows 8 UI is that you'll need to include in the UI somewhere, and we have some great design specs about this, is an interface or a button in the screen that's a back button rather than using the hardware button. The Windows 8 search charm is contextual to the app. So on Windows 8, if you gesture in from the right-hand side again, and rather than sharing, you hit the search button, this will allow you to search that application that you're in. It's contextual to the app that you've either created or you're using at the time. On Windows Phone, if you hit the search button on the phone, it'll actually send you into the global Bing search. So that's two different things to note and two different things that you're going to have to think about when you're creating your application. Another thing is, on Windows 8, you can use a gesture to close an application. On Windows 8, if you drag from the top of the screen down to the bottom, it'll close the application. But with both Windows Phone and Windows 8, the OS itself does smart multitasking, deciding which applications to close. So it's a little bit different on Windows Phone without the ability to do that sort of drag from the top to the bottom. Next, things that you'll note is that you would like to have, if you really want to have your content alive everywhere, it's really important to the developer as well as the user to have their software on both a mobile and a PC experience. So if you are using the phone, it's usually because it's in your pocket and you're on the go. But if you're using sort of more of the PC experience, it's usually because you're there and you want an in-depth look at the same type of content. One of the things to do, if you really want to reach a broader audience, or maybe the same audience at different times in the day, is to create the exact same application, but do it one experience for the Windows Phone and the other one for Windows 8. Same audiences, but sometimes it's just different times. Another thing is it's a great opportunity, just more focused on the developer. One, you have that reach that I sort of mentioned in the last slide. You can reach more people. There's so many more people than just have phones, also have PCs, so you can just sort of broaden that whole global reach, right? The next is the experience. Windows-style apps kind of share that experience across both Windows Phone as well as Windows 8. So if you want something that's really similar but yet a different context on your same content, create an app for Windows 8 as well as Windows Phone, and you'll get a nice challenge both when you reach out to that audience. Next, some of the things that make it easier on you is some of the skills required, right? So Windows Phone and Windows 8 have a shared core. This is a very exciting thing for developers. It allows you to leverage the same skills across devices, right? Or very similar skills. It gives you very common tools and very common APIs when you're writing your code. As well as the last thing is there's a lot of reusable code from one platform to the next. They're basically a very similar or the same platform, even though they're on two different experiences. So you'll get to reuse a lot of that code. One application that does all of this very nicely and creates a great experience, but a tailored experience on both devices, is the Cocktail Flow app. This is created by a company called Distinction. You can find them at teamdistinction.com. They're in London, as well as they have an office, I believe, in Budapest. I got an opportunity about a week ago or a couple of weeks ago to talk to Gergay and his team about their experience creating this application. Now, Cocktail Flow is an application that allows you to create cocktails and other beverages, and it gives you instructions how to do this. You can search on them or just put in your ingredients and it will tell you what drinks that you can create. They have created this both for Windows Phone and Windows 8, and it was one of the first applications in both marketplaces, as well as one of the highest rated applications on Windows Phone 8. One of the things you'll notice right when you dive into the application is sort of the differences and the similarities between the landing. The landing page on Windows 8 has the same type of drinks. Buy drinks, you can look up what you want to create, or by color or different things. You have the same sort of content on Windows Phone 8, but it's in pivots. And we've talked about pivots. One of the unique differences between this and this is that this is sort of a grouped list. These are lists that wrap around and they have titles above them, and you kind of just pan along horizontally. On Windows Phone 8, you're going to use pivots, which mean that you'll still pan left to right, but that's to switch context, basically by drink or by color. And then you'll pivot or scroll vertically in order to see more information on that content. And that's just the differences basically between a PC experience, sort of the much smaller mobile experience. So some of the similarities that you'll note between the two applications is their brand is consistent. If you want to create an application, make sure that you're not changing your brand for mobile or changing it for PC or whatever. The Distinction team, when they created this, actually created it for iOS, Android phones and tablets, as well as for Windows Phone and Windows 8. So they have a great experience of sort of taking the similar context and their own brand and sort of spreading it out across multiple devices, but making sure that the experience is almost the exact same across platforms. Make sure that your content is the same. I noted this earlier, but one of the things that you'll note when you look at these applications, one of the first things that you'll point out is that they have great photography in their applications. The content that they pull in is uniquely theirs, and it looks beautiful across their applications no matter what platform it is on. So don't worry too much about the sort of aspect ratio or the size. Just have that same great content and the same great brand, and it will be a uniquely your application. One of the things that they also have is instant search, the ability to quickly search. On Windows 8, they use the search charm on the right-hand side. On Windows Phone, they either do an application bar or on a list that's up at the top of the application. One of the things that they do nicely is in both applications, it uses a different navigation model because it's a different device or a different sort of interaction model, but they have the same navigation depth. It's basically the same amount of clicks to get from that landing page down into the content. So they use sort of the hub and spoke model that we talked about on Windows Phone, right? There's a landing page, and I already showed you the landing page of their application, that you come in and you kind of see the high level of where you can go and drill down into lots of different spokes, right? They have a hub page, and then you can drill into a section page. Here's an example of a section page. On Windows Phone, these are usually lists, or actually on both of them, they are lists. And on Windows Phone, it's a vertical scrolling list that you can click at the top and search and filter through that list. On Windows 8, these are horizontally scrolling lists, and you'll notice too the back button up in the top left-hand corner. And then, of course, after you go from the hub pages down into the section pages, which we're looking at now, you go into the content pages. And this obviously in this application would be how to create a drink. And these are usually like dead-end type pages, and all of them are the same. So this is might be different for your application, but sort of try to use the same model if you're using a hub and spoke model of a landing page, sort of the sectional pages, and then drilling down into dead-ends or content type pages. They have the same functionality. Both of them use the bar stock, right? So on Windows Phone, they have the ability to use pivots, and you can select the drinks that you currently have in your home, and it will tell you what cocktails you'll make. On Windows 8, they have the same experience, but instead of being in pivots, they kind of have these pivot type headers that allow you to filter it, and then you scroll horizontally to go down the list instead of vertically to go down the list. Both are the exact same functionality. Both give you the cool opportunity to see what drinks you could currently make at that time, but they're both done in uniquely Windows Phone and Windows 8 ways. Next, so some of the system differences. So we've seen some of the similarities. The navigation's slightly different. The obvious one, right, is the back button, ability to actually hit the hardware back button or having to have a back button in your UI. List orientation. On Windows Phone, because it's if you're in portrait mode, those lists are always scrolling vertically. On Windows 8, those lists usually scroll left to right. Other thing is scale. You notice that there's always great, beautiful photography in the application. But if you look at the desktop version, that photography is just scaled up and at a much higher resolution. It's just really a beautiful way to sort of highlight your same content on more of a PC experience or a larger scale experience. And then, of course, lastly, one of the key differences or system differences is the search, right? And I mentioned this earlier. In Windows 8, you're going to use the global or the contextual search on the charm. On Windows Phone, you're going to need to build in the ability to do the search. Then there's a couple of delighters. I talked about this with Motion. I'm going to talk about lots of different ways to do delighters, even as we enter the next section of our talk. But they do it in a unique way on both platforms. On Windows 8, if you're scrolling through a list of drinks, like this, and you click on any of those drinks, all the other drinks sort of animate away very nicely, and all the ingredients just animate in. This is a beautiful way to kind of add a delighter or an exciting way to enter into your content or enter into another page. On Windows Phone, that's not as available. So instead, when you click on a list of drinks, the drinks all sort of animate into place, similar to how these ingredients animate in from the bottom. But on a phone, you always have the accelerometer data, or kind of how you're holding and tilting that phone. On Windows Phone, if you tilt that phone back and forth, left to right, the drinks and the content slide left to right, kind of in a parallaxy motion, giving it some depth and some excitement when you're interacting in it. Both are really fun experiences, very subtle experiences when you're interacting with their application, but it adds that extra delighter that makes that application feel so professional, so polished, and it delights you so that you want to return to it and share it with others. Cocktail Flow is available in both marketplaces. If you want to look at what I'm talking about, go ahead and go and download it today. A couple of things that I'd like to point out that they did really nicely, and kind of I would recommend for all of your Windows Phone and Windows 8 applications if you're developing across the whole Windows ecosystem, is four things. Use the entire ecosystem to meet your customers in more places, right? You get some of the marketplace on a PC, you get some of the marketplace on a mobile phone, but if you hit both, you're guaranteed a much broader, more diverse customer base, essentially. Number two, be consistent with your brand and content. Just because you're going from a PC to a mobile phone doesn't mean you're any different or that your application needs to be any different. One of the key mistakes that people use sometimes when they're moving from a desktop application or a tablet application down to a mobile is they'll cut features out like crazy. You've seen how on Cocktail Flow they've basically been able to pull off the same features but in just sort of a different scale using different sort of interactions. Number three, embrace the differences. Embrace the way that search works on one, embrace the way that search works on the other. Instead of forcing the Windows 8 version to have a hardware search button just because phone has a hardware search button, embrace the global search because people who are always on that platform have become used to using that search specifically, similar with the back button. The last thing I'd like to point out is to create unique delighters on all platforms, right? So you have the exact same content, you have the exact same brand, but you have the opportunity because either you have a PC and a tablet version or maybe more of a desktop kind of traditional way, and then on the phone it's going to be in your pocket. Just figure out what ways are best going to delight and showcase that brand and that content. And the Cocktail Flow app does that nicely. I hope that you figure out unique ways. A lot of times that's with motion in your applications, but try to find the unique delighters on all platforms. I'm Jared Potter, and this has been Designing for Windows Phone 8. A couple of the thank yous that I'd like to shout out is for Megan Donahue and Ryan Bickle, who did some great Metro slides back in the day. Robbie Inkerbretson, who's done a couple of talks on design fundamentals for developers that highly influenced the What is Design section. Karina Black and Arturo Toledo, who's done Windows Phone design slides for a long time. Seagull in the design studio, the design lead that reviewed this content. Mike Krasinski's Ptolemy and Politics slides, as well as Jason Gordon and HTC for donating Windows phones. Thank you very much. And you can always contact me on Twitter at Jared T. Potter. I'll talk to you soon.